Can you imagine being a native of the Americas when the Europeans came? For thousands of years your people prospered only to be put to the flame. Cause today the Spanish and Portuguese came with metal, armor and blades, guns and man-eating dolls while searching for gold. The world was never the same. Like the horsemen of the Bible, their arrival brought destruction, bringing war, death and pestilence, while millions died and suffered, bringing smallpox and other diseases while enslaving the people. Up to 90% of your civilization they met was killed. You see that they were monsters, conquistadors, meaning those who conquered, murdered Aztec priests and women to steal the jewelry on them. These fake Christians use religion to justify their atrocity while preaching the natives were heathen, so they could either be slaves convertibly. They implemented a slave system calling Comienda, then they plundered the holy lands and back to Europe. They sent the rich to strip the natives of their cultures, history, name, and even their language. To this day, Hispanics are Christians that speak the languages of their invaders. Cabral invaded Brazil to sort of destroy the Mississippi, while Cortez slaughtered the Aztecs in modern day Mexico City. The Bandeirantes were the worst. They were literal slave raiders posing as Jesuit missionaries in order to earn the trust of the natives. Then they kidnapped and enslaved them. Once they lured them out of their houses in a single expedition, would capture up to 60,000. This blasphemous. Now tell me this: who are the true savages? The innocents being slaughtered or the invaders doing the massacre?
Like it's an aspect of death, slaughter followed their every step. Truly possessed as if the devil was given flesh. Millions dead, yet today they're glorified. How you justify rape, slavery, and genocide? Like the horsemen of the Bible, destruction followed their every move. All they encountered, these horsemen devoured and consumed. Millions dead, yet today they're idolized. How you celebrate rape, slavery, and genocide?
Our history is full of lies, massive crimes they try to hide. By this country's founders, like the Native American genocide. Let's recall a Spanish conqueror we call Christopher Columbus. Single-handedly brought the destruction of the Native Caribbean culture. First, that wasn't even his name, and he had Kabbalistic origins. And his past is shrouded in mysteries, like his Italian banking donors. His first day in the New World, he captured 6 slaves and then forced the slave system to part of me into one of the natives, with death or mutilation if they didn't meet their quotas, while sending back slaves and riches to the Spanish royals. Forced the women to be sex slaves, which he gave to the men who served him. That's including 9 and 10 year olds. According to his own journals, there were at least 250,000 natives when Columbus came. But 56 years later, less than 500 remained. Everyone died in the Bahamas, so he imported African slaves. And to this day, so many Caribbean people are black because of those who came. Bartolome de las Casas, a priest among his fleet, exposed Columbus in his book, since he played a part in the savagery. The same leaders that started the Spanish Inquisition even thought he was too extreme. So brutal was the regime that he was arrested and stripped of everything. And though the king and queen set him free, he never again could lead. Until his dying breath, he claimed he did it for God and not his greed. It's blasphemous. Now tell me this: who were the true savages? The innocents being slaughtered or the invaders doing the massacre?
Like it's an aspect of death, slaughter followed their every step. Truly possessed as if the devil was given flesh. Millions dead, yet today they're glorified. How you justify rape, slavery, and genocide? Like the horsemen of the Bible, destruction followed their every move. All they encountered, these horsemen devoured and consumed. Millions dead, yet today they're idolized. How you celebrate rape, slavery, and genocide?
I'm sure you've heard about America's beginnings by the Puritans and the Pilgrims, and how they fled England seeking freedom of religion, made peace with the natives, celebrating Thanksgiving. Such a beautiful set of lies. See, there's something they failed to mention: the Puritans were fanatic religious extremists, and the leaders started the English Civil War against the Royal Army and beat them. Conquered Ireland under Cromwell, killing all they deemed were heathens. After decades in power, they rejected and fled to New England like the Taliban. Their colonies were religious police states, strictly regulating the personal lives of the people to keep them in place. They were religiously intolerant, even of other Christians, and all non-Puritans were banished or they killed them, held to Salem witch trials and enslaved the natives, selling them in return for goods and African slaves from Barbados, preaching that women were meant to be silent, subservient and compliant. Women's leaders like Anne Hutchinson were banished for trying to fight it. Like the Pilgrims and the Quakers, they used slaves on plantations and for day labor, setting the stage for what would come later. Speaking on the slave trading, Richard Baxter, a dissenter, said they were more fit to be called the devil incarnate than Christians.
Like in an aspect of death, slaughter followed their every step. Truly possessed as if the devil was given flesh. Millions dead, yet today they're glorified. How you justify rape, slavery, and genocide? Like the horsemen of the Bible, destruction followed their every move. All they encountered, these horsemen devoured and consumed. Millions dead, yet today they're idolized. How you celebrate rape? rape, slavery, and genocide.
Like an aspect of death, slaughter followed their every step.
Truly possessed, as if the devil was given flesh.